Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Even a few decades out from hanging up my boots, that question of how much do I need to retire definitely pops into my head from time to time. And I'm sure it's going to pop into my head even more as the years go by. I can imagine that come retirement, though, that question will change, perhaps to something along the lines of, is my money going to go the distance? Well, in today's episode, we're going to dig into a financial product that very much relates to that question, a product which I think it's fair to say many people probably aren't overly familiar with, or perhaps as familiar with as they'd like to be. We, of course, are going to be talking all about annuities. And luckily for me and for you, dear listener, I'm not going to be tackling this topic on my own. So on that note, I'm very pleased to say that joining me today is Head of Retirement Income Research at Challenger, Aaron Minney. Aaron, welcome to Friends of Money. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Tom, and it's a pleasure to be here. And hopefully I can make annuities exciting for everybody, because they're not seen as the most exciting topic, but we'll get through it all.
Pressure's on, Aaron. Pressure's on. We're going to have to make them nice and exciting now. Well, perhaps we can start with some basics to kick things off. So very much in the basic realm, what exactly is an annuity, Aaron, and how do they, I guess, work?
At its most basic, an annuity is just an income stream. You know, that can be for a term, a bit like a term deposit, but for longer, or importantly, for lifetime. And when people think about annuities in retirement, they tend to be thinking about these lifetime annuities, which is just simply something that pays you money every month, every year, for as long as you live. You know, and that's sort of a really good way of getting the income that you're going to need through retirement. Now, the way they generally work is that people will take some of the money they got saved up through their superannuation or other savings. And you'll buy that annuity from a life insurer, and they'll figure out, actually, you know, based on your age, yeah, because obviously the younger you are, the more you're going to live for a longer period. So you probably get a little bit less each month for the same money. And as you get older, you've got, unfortunately, will have less to go, but that means you get more money today. And we'll work that out and we'll pay that through. And there's a whole bunch of different ways we'll get into later on in terms of about the way that income can be shaped to your needs.
So you've already kind of started touching on this a little bit in a way, Aaron. Can you maybe touch on the different types of annuities there are, if there are some, and how they're, I guess, they're structured differently as well?
Yes. So the structure's kind of similar for a lot of them. You know, what you've got is you've got money with an insurance company. They put additional money into it sort of to guarantee that the payments will be made. And then the payments come out to you sort of over the period of the annuity itself. As I said, there's generally two types in terms of length, a term where you can set the term, you know, up to 100 years, but, you know, generally it's sort of 5 to 10, or lifetime. You know, and lifetime's a really interesting one because that pays you as long as you live. Like when they talk about the old, you know, the old politicians' pensions that sort of pay them as long as they live there. Yeah, and, you know, the other bits that come with the structure of that is in terms of how you have that income come through. One way is to have just the same amount paid every year, which is nice and easy for planning. But of course, when you think about what happens in retirement and the cost of living, that's not necessarily a great thing, because what you can buy today is going to cost you more in 10 years' time. So a lot of the annuities that we sell to people are ones that automatically increase with the CPI, just like, you know, things like the age pension and sort of other government pensions do, so that there's a cost of living adjustment that comes through. You know, and there are other options as well, and this is sort of used a lot when you're talking with financial advisors, where they can target them to increase by different things like markets or investments and link it that way there. But, you know, from a simple level, and the one we sort of see most interest in is the annuity that pays income that increases with inflation every year.
So for people who are, you know, perhaps like me, who are a few decades out or a decade or years out from retirement and haven't really thought about, I guess, the different kind of income streams that they might, you know, want to look into when they retire, can you explain how an annuity differs from something like an account-based pension then, Aaron?
Yeah, look, and I think most people a few years out from retirement don't really start thinking about this at all. They just know there's money at the end and they're going to get their income from their super. And the key part about the annuity is it's actually creating that income stream for you. So what you've got is you've got the insurance companies packaging this income stream up and paying you the money. You don't need to think about where the money's coming from. The account-based pension, kind of a little bit of a misnomer for some people. Some people think it's like the age pension. It's actually not. It's a bit more like an overdraft where you've got your money, you invest it so you can get good returns, but you've got to think about how much money you take out. And, you know, quite literally, you decide every year how much money to take out and spend. You know, in most cases, the super fund or your advisor will do that for you. So you're not necessarily doing that. But that then has a problem, that, of course, that if you take too much out, well, you might run out early. Yeah, and if you sort of worry about that, which is, you know, something they call the FORO, the fear of running out, you know, it's easily solved by just not spending anything. And so you've got to manage this timing right with an account-based pension sort of, it's got all this flexibility, but for flexibility is you've got to pick the right target. And that can be a bit of a challenge. So what you've got with a lifetime annuity is something that's going to pay you the income stream and you know how much that's going to be as long as you live. You know, and you can set it up to pay your spouse when you go, sort of that set up there. And we have a lot of people to do that as well.
FORO is such an excellent and apt, I guess, acronym for that. I'm thinking about furrowing brows and the discontent about not knowing when your money's going to run out. And I'm sure we'll come and touch on that in a little bit more as well, Aaron. But before we do, you've given us a really great overview to start off with of what annuity is about. So can we perhaps just very briefly kind of recap on some of the potential pros, but then also touch on some of the, I guess, the cons involved with annuities as well, at least compared to other retirement options?
Yeah, sure, Tom. Look, and you know, no surprise that there's a whole lot of pros about what having this income stream for life does for you. You know, the fact that it doesn't run out is seen as the main game. Now, in actuality, when we go and talk to people that have the annuity, that's not what they're thinking about. What they're actually thinking about is their lifestyle. You know, because once you know that you've got money set, you can spend what you want today. And it's this security of the income that creates the peace of mind. So you can sort of spend your money now knowing you'll have what you need later on. And that's probably the most powerful aspect to it. You know, being able to link it to inflation automatically is another really strong benefit that we see a lot of use and take up people doing. You know, I think one of the biggest things that you need to manage with the annuity is that because it converts the capital to income, that capital is converted. So you don't have as much flexibility as what you've got with other investments and other income streams. Well, the way to manage that is to make sure you don't put it all in. You know, and this is where you have a bit of liquidity around, you know. And in the old days, there used to be the worry about being hit by the bus, as we call it. You know, if you die early, you lose out. Yeah, that's all been fixed with modern annuities. So, you know, for most annuities we sell, someone is going to get they won't get it. Their estate will get it, all the way up to about 84 or 87 for women, with most of the people buying the annuity. You know, it drops down over time. There's a whole bunch of government rules around how much that can actually be. But for people sort of in the first, you know, several years of retirement, they're like fully covered. There's a full insurance on the annuity there. So you may not have the capital flexibility, but if something happens, it means that your estate, your family won't miss out. And I think that's just added to the peace of mind on that side. But as I said, the key part is really around this flexibility. So it's the key main thing with that is you don't go all in, you know, unless there's something else going on in that sense there. But generally, you'd only put a part of it into the annuity.
I think that's a really important point, and maybe something that people don't appreciate is that they don't have to go all in, that there is that option to kind of, you know, spread out a little bit more. I guess given everything that you've said so far, Aaron, one of the big questions that I have is why would someone want to take out an annuity? And I guess conversely, when will, I guess, that not perhaps be the best option for them?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, people often think about it when they start to worry about running out of money. But the real reason, and what the annuity actually does, is it gives you that security of the lifestyle. You know, because it converts, you know, if you think about it, I'll take a step back here. If you think about what you're doing with your superannuation, you're sort of spending 40 years working hard, putting money aside and saving up, and you've got this big pot of money. But what do you do with that pot of money, right? It's you've got to figure out how to actually spend it. And what does it mean to spend it? Well, that's the lifestyle that you actually get. You know, what can you do to enjoy retirement? And so what the annuity does is by creating or converting the capital to the income stream, you know exactly how much you're getting out of that capital. Yeah, and that's really helpful when people sort of split down how they're setting retirement up and they think about, well, what do I really need? You know, what am I going to worry about, you know, in 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time if I miss out on? So let me cover that. Yeah, and then once you've got that covered, and yeah, when you do the sums on this, it doesn't actually take as much as you realize, because there's the age pension that helps if something goes really wrong. That leaves you a lot of money now to sort of spend on what you want. You know, and sort of this is the key part here, is that if you can cover what you need, you can maximize what you want, and then you can spend that and enjoy the best lifestyle. Maybe it's a few more trips, you know, while you're still sprightly and able to travel. You know, maybe it's a few more rounds of golf if that's what you're into. You know, while you can, and enjoy the lifestyle that you want. And this is the whole sort of benefit of getting that lifestyle locked in. Now, and look, to be honest, there's two types of people where it doesn't quite sort of always add up. And they're sort of different ends of the spectrum. You know, I mentioned the age pension earlier. For some people, and say you don't have a whole lot of money sort of saved up, you know, you're part-time or your career's sort of been broken up a bit, you know, the government gives you an age pension. Everyone's got an entitlement to that, which is income for life. So you've already got an annuity anyway. You know, so the question becomes, if you don't have very much money, maybe you want to hang on to all your money just for the fun stuff and you'll sort of get by on the age pension. You know, decision you have to make. But for some people, you know, I think that's a very real decision where it sits. The other type of person is at the other end of the spectrum where they've actually got a lot of money, so much money that when they think about what they want to spend, even if they spend it all and a little bit more, they're not really spending any of their capital. You know? And so when you've got this stuff here, there's no real reason for even worrying about running out of money. And you can enjoy the lifestyle you want and you've got excess. You know? And you know, it's going to be really good for the kids, the grandkids, the great-great-great-great-great-grandkids, because there'll be money left over for them going through. So you've got these two barbells here. You know? And it's thing is, the important part about this is it is because it's the lifestyle that matters. It's not just, you can't just sit there and say, look, someone who's got a lot of money, someone who's got, say, now say you got $3 million, which is a number get used a lot these days because of the proposed tax. If you've got $3 million and you only want to spend, let's say, $80,000 a year as your lifestyle, you're probably going to be fine now because you can spend the $80,000 a year and that's fine. But if you're on $3 million and you've got, let's say, a $250,000 a year lifestyle that you want to live, well, you're going to actually start running that risk of running out of money. So what you want to do is then think about, well, how do you actually keep what you need later on to enjoy the $250,000 now? So yeah, we do find some of our clients do have this higher wealth and they're doing it from a portfolio context and that lifestyle rather than just sort of being in that middle zone in that space there.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Both ends of the spectrum, as you've explained, Aaron. The one kind of curveball I wanted to throw in a way. There was no kind of easy place to pop in this question, but I was really interested to hear your answer. And that's on sequencing risk, Aaron. Can you explain what that means, and I guess the role that annuities can potentially play in reducing risk in this respect?
Yeah, and sequencing risk is really interesting in itself, and I'm not sure how much your listeners sort of are on top of this stuff, but this is one of these things that sort of sneaks up on you in retirement. Because when you're starting to take money out of the system, so particularly like an account-based pension, if you're drawing your money down, it kind of matters what order you get the returns. Like, you know, if you go in and look at all the tools, most of them will just assume you get something like, say, 6% every year. You know, and it looks like you can spend 6% and not a problem on that. But the problem what happens is, say you get sort of 1 year where it's 12% and 1 year when it's zero. Yeah. So not a negative return, but a low return 1 year. The sequence, so whether you get 12 first or zero first, actually matters. Because if you get the 12 first, yeah, you take your $6 out and you've got an excess there, so it's still growing. But when you get the zero first and then you take the $6 out, well, you've spent too much capital. And so, you know, you will get your return back, but you know, if you've only got $94 invested, 6% on that is not going to quite get you back to 100. So you don't get back to where you started, and 12% won't get you to 106. So as you get through, you actually start this slippery slope. You know, it's a bit like paying a mortgage off earlier, you know, which is great pay your mortgage off, chip a little bit more in, and it takes years off your mortgage. But sequencing risk is if you get the market returns wrong in retirement, it'll take years of how long your money's going to last. And that's a problem, and it means it eats into your lifestyle. Yeah. So what the annuity does with this, first value, the money will last, so that's fine. But the important bit is it's converting the capital to income. And so, as I said, this is a problem when you're taking the income out. What happens is when you've got the annuity in there, you know, that may already be providing, maybe it's 2%, maybe it's 3% of the income that you've got out. So what you're taking out is a smaller amount each time. You know, and that's reducing the impact of sequencing risk. You know, other things you can do is sort of create buckets, and people talk about a bucket strategy. You need to have a big bucket to manage all your cash flows so that sequencing doesn't hit the growth assets, which are out there 5 years plus. What the annuity does with this means you can have much smaller buckets. You know, so you don't need to have this big cash bucket not earning a lot. You've got the annuity that'll be there for the lifetime. And then if you still want to use the bucket, it's only a smaller one in that sense there. So it's all about making sure, I usually try and draw this with a big Venn diagram. You know, you want markets to go up and down, you know, which is what we've got to deal with. And then taking money out, which is the income stream that you need to live off. What you're doing with the annuity is you're getting that income stream separate. So you can have your lifestyle, you can get the benefits without having to tap into the markets, or you can leave it for longer, let them recover. You know, markets tend to recover over time. And if you can do that, then provides your income is going to last a lot longer.
Aaron, before we let you go, I had one more question, and it was kind of something that I raised at the top of the episode, and that's in regards to the fact that I think it's fair to say that a lot of people, you know, are still unfamiliar with the idea of annuities and the fact that, you know, they even exist as an option. So why do you think that is? And do you think that's, I guess, changing at all?
Look, it's definitely changing. I think if you look back, there's been some sort of bad raps about them. You know, the old style annuities where there was no death benefit. So if you took one out and then next week you got hit by the bus, everyone lost. And so that was a really sort of awkward thing. And yeah, it's about 15 years since we found a way to put the death benefit into the annuity in Australia. And that's really changed the market there. Getting the awareness and getting the familiarity has been a bit of a problem. You know, part of the issue is you have a look at sort of what happens. And if you look up annuity and you go and Google it, what you're going to get is you're going to get a lot of US references. Now, they're called annuities over there, but they're actually done for tax, not for retirement. Yeah, there's a little bit of retirement in them, but they're much more complicated. Advisors need to do it. There's commissions on a lot of them. All this stuff that doesn't apply in Australia. So it's a bit of a something people are a little bit unsure about. You know, because they're unsure, sort of hang back. But what we've seen now is we've really provided the simple option. You know, most people are taking an annuity with an income stream, increases with inflation, so it meets the cost of living. You know, we saw the inflation shock a couple of years ago. People realised how valuable that was, and we've seen big increase. You know, I think over the last 3 years, total annuity sales in Australia, or lifetime annuity sales, have more than doubled. And so we're seeing this increased take-up. We're seeing super funds, you know, and as they focus on delivering better outcomes for their members, and that's what they're trying to do, more of them are starting to offer various forms of lifetime annuities. You know, some of the big funds are sort of doing their own little features there. Many of them have partnered with us in terms of finding a way for members to get access to the annuity. And I think this is sort of something that we'll see more of. And, you know, there's a government consultation now around sort of what best practice looks like. You know, and they're very clear is you need something that, strictly, it's not just an annuity. It's what they call a lifetime income stream. So some of those are the non-guaranteed versions that go up and down with markets. But having an option that sort of lasts for life and doesn't run out, but is less flexible, to offset or to balance against the account-based pension that has full flexibility, but is up to you to manage it and get it right so it does last for life, which sort of, you know, most people don't want to try and take on an actuary's job to figure it all out and figure out what to spend. They just want to give me the money and I'll spend it. And that's what we see. You know, they take the money from the super fund, that's what they spend, and then they cycle back through. So what the annuity is doing is creating a bit of certainty around, well, what is the lifestyle that you can spend? What can you enjoy today and not worry about what's going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years' time? You know, how much money will be left for the kids? You know, something else with the annuity, another thing that people forget, you know, people think that, well, okay, it's locked up in the capital, there goes the estate. But when you do it all as just as a part of a solution, it's the same as the sequencing. Because you've got some of the income coming from the annuity, What does that mean? What means your other investments, the other assets are still invested, so they grow bigger. So if you actually live a reasonable amount of time, you'll get more back. Your estate can have a bigger estate for the family than what you would have had without the annuity. And that's a probably a topic for another day, but something to think about in terms of how this stuff fits together and the importance of the regular income in terms of meeting retirees' needs.
Everything, every time you talk about lifestyle and retirement, Aaron, my mind keeps drawing back to golf, as you mentioned before. And yes, the fact I haven't played in a very long time, but maybe one day I will get the chance to again. Enough of me rambling on. Hopefully listeners are a little bit more familiar with annuities than they were at the start of the show. I know I am, and that's down to your excellent explanation, Aaron. So thank you so much for doing that and for joining us today on Friends of Money. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Tom. It's been great to join you here too.
That is it for this episode of the Friends of Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends of Money will be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.